Sermon podcasts come to you from Christ Church Cathedral in the Anglican Diocese of Fredericton in Fredericton, New Brunswick, Canada. This is a version of a sermon delivered by the Dean of Fredericton, Jeffrey Hall, on the third Sunday after Pentecost, Lections for Proper 10, on June 10th, 2018, entitled Eating and Radical Hospitality. Listen to podcasts by visiting the Watch and Listen tab on our website at christchurchcathedral.com. Search Christ Church Cathedral, Fredericton, under Podcasts on iTunes or TuneIn Radio, or subscribe to the feed using your favorite podcatcher software.
And the crowd came together again so that they could not even eat. So that they could not even eat. I wonder what purpose Mark had for including that little detail in this story. It's an interesting story. Jesus has obviously been out for a long day, and he's returned home, and there are people gathered around, and suddenly there's a crowd outside. Now, the crowd was somewhat upset. They'd been hearing about some of the things that Jesus had been doing, most especially the fact that he had power over demons. Perhaps they heard that he had just healed a withered hand, or maybe even that a few days back he had turned ordinary water into fine wine at Cana. These folks, in any case, made it so that they could not even eat. So why might that be an important detail? Well, it's interesting because almost all of the references in the Gospel of Mark to food have sacramental overtones. Perhaps this one does as well. You know, as human beings, it has been for millennia, centuries and centuries, and in various civilizations, very important for us to share food together. You know, it's one thing to have your cat eat in a bowl all by herself, or a raccoon to dig around in your front lawn all alone. But for humans, it's always been important to eat together. And perhaps, just perhaps, Jesus had an ulterior motive, an additional agenda for that time of eating that day. Because for Jesus, that was an important time for teaching, an important time for conversation, an important opportunity to disciple those around him. And the clamor of the crowd interrupted that. "Your family is asking for you," they said to him. "Who is my family?" "These are my mother and my sisters and my brothers. These people are my family." "And who are they?" "Those who do the will of God." So Jesus completely redefines family. Family is no longer just those who are our blood relations, no longer just those who we are genetically related to. "These are my family," he says, "those who do the will of God." But it's interesting that we usually break bread with those who are family. Those closest to us are those with whom we eat. Michael Frost, in Surprise the World, The Five Habits of Highly Missional People, says, "Let's use food as a missional habit. Let's use food. Eat with people, he says. There's something that happens over food that happens maybe nowhere else. When food is involved, we connect with people in a unique way. It doesn't have to be fancy. It could be a cup of coffee. But Frost says of the 21 odd times a week that each of us eat already, make three of them different. Take three opportunities every week to eat with someone, first of all, that is a fellow member of the church, a brother or sister in Christ. Second of all, with someone who is not necessarily a Christian or someone who is unchurched, that is, hasn't been in worship for 5 years at least. And third, with a person from one or the other of those categories. So on our refrigerator, if you remember, now we have yet another list. Along with the list on our door, where we have a record of the three blessings that we've offered this week, either words of affirmation, a gift, or an act of kindness, now we have another list of three. Three times when we intentionally sit down at table and talk. Kelly and I heard a week or two ago that our grandson, Michael, was having difficulty eating his lunch at school. And we know why, because he has difficulty eating at our place, too. He's about everything and anything. Nana, he said, I just don't have time to eat all my lunch at school. And Kelly said, well, why not just eat your lunch and then talk to people? Nana, he said, I'd have to talk with my mouth full. And it's not nice to do that. So, you know, in a way, Michael actually got the E, eat, in bells. That along with food always comes conversation. Frost's motivation for encouraging eating with these three people that we are to name really has probably very little to do with the food. It's the conversation. It's taking some time to be with someone with whom we wouldn't normally spend time. Have a conversation. Take some time. And do it intentionally three times every week, Frost says. What is the E in bells, really about? Well, it's about hospitality. You might ask, well, how can being hospitable be a missional habit? I just do it naturally. But Christian hospitality is radical hospitality. Christian hospitality, radical hospitality, makes my life questionable. It makes my life something that other people say, what's different about that person? From earliest times in the Hebrew Scriptures, hospitality has been upheld as one of the marks of the faith in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In radical hospitality, Benedict's Way of Life, author Loni Pratt shares the ancient monastic wisdom of how we can actually change the world by welcoming others to our table, into our homes, and into our hearts. Hospitality is about caring for another in such a way that we actually do something about it. Hospitality, table fellowship, shows forth the love of God. And it is dead simple. And I think it was no coincidence that when Jesus devised a way for his disciples to remember him, he chose a meal. Food. Eat and drink with one another, he said. Do this in remembrance of me. And while we've somewhat formalized it for our use in the Christian community and in the liturgy, in the beginning, remembering Jesus happened whenever bread was broken and a cup shared. In that meal we've come to call communion or Eucharist, there's a showing forth, there's a manifestation, too often that goes completely unseen by the world. God's love being poured out for us, bread taken, thanks given, broken and bread given, a sign of our being nourished by the very life of God. A sacrament, we call it. An outward and visible sign of an inward, spiritual, invisible grace. The Apostle Paul said, yes, everything is for your sake, so that grace, as it extends to more and more people, may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. And that's what we're about as a church. While our outward nature is wasting away, St. Paul says, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. Bells. Bless, eat, learn, listen, and be sent. Being missional is about looking outward rather than inward. Taking the faith into a world where we live for the majority of our time. Something simple and routine. Eating. But doing it intentionally and moving us toward the goal of becoming more highly missional people. Bells.
Christ Church Cathedral is located at the corner of Church and Brunswick Streets in Fredericton, New Brunswick. We're always pleased to welcome visitors and guests. For information on programs and worship times, visit ChristChurchCathedral.com, send us a message by email at office@ChristChurchCathedral.com, or contact the church office by phone Monday to Friday, 9 to 3:30, at 506-450-8500. We'd love to have you join us.